With bills to pay and debt piling up, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. Personal loans through NetCredit can provide funding up to $10,000 to help you get back on track financially if eligible. Our secure application process allows you to customize the terms that work for you and your budget. So check your eligibility today without affecting your credit score and help get your finances back on track. NetCredit, a more personal loan. All NetCredit loans and lines of credit are offered by a member of the NetCredit family of companies or one of our lending partners. Visit netcredit.com/partners for more information.
Greetings, greetings, greetings to each and every one of you. We've been having some, the devil is a lie, and we've just been having some technical difficulties. So please, please, please join us at our telephone number, 845-241-9985. Again, that number is 845-241-9985. We are going live now. This is something that's new. So praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for ingenuity and for, what do you want to call it, for good sense. And Pastor B, you on the line?
I am on the line. Praise the Lord.
Yes, 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 yes. So we want to welcome each and every one of you to Let's Do a Radio Second Sunday Service. March 13th, 2021, I am Miss Inez, broadcasting to you worldwide, and we want all of our listeners to prepare themselves for a real spirit-filled day from this Preach Her, Pastor B. So what I want you to do is, of course, you know, the usual, I want you to put your hands together. And I'm going to see if I can't do this properly, right? Because, you know, the devil, like I said, is a lie. And welcome, Pastor B of A Time to Decree from Little Rock, Arkansas, as she greets us after this arousing round of applause. Welcome, Pastor B.
This is our second Sunday service, and we're so excited that you tuned in. We've had some difficulties, but we're thanking God that He has made a way out of no way again.
Yes.
The devil is a liar. Amen.
Yes, we're
thankful for this opportunity to share God's word through A Time to Decree and Declare. For the Bible says, if thou shalt decree a thing, it shall be established unto you. It shall be. We have the authority that lies in the power, oh my God, in our mouth, in our tongue, for the power of life and death is in the tongue. Come on, somebody. If you believe that, just tell God, thank you.
Yes, yes.
We praise you right now for giving us this authority, oh my God, to call those things that are not as though they are. Amen. Mm-hmm. As though they were. We're just praising God right now that the devil couldn't stop this time to decree, oh God, and declare. I need you to say it. Do you see it? Oh my God. And we walk by faith and not by sight. So I also need you to faith it. I empower you, man of God, woman of God, to faith it until you make it. Amen.
Yes.
What a powerful lineup on tonight. We're so excited about what God is going to do. Praying that you're having a blessed evening. Oh, my God. The Lord is in the blessing business. My God. It's a blessing just to breathe, inhale and exhale. Oh, God, it's a blessing. Amen. To have activity of your limbs. To God be the glory. I'm going to ask right now for my daughter, Minister Armani Jenkins, to come at this time with our prayer. Praise God.
Amen.
And let us pray. Father God, we just thank you and we bless you. We love you. We lift your name on high, God, just for being God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord Jesus. It's another day, another Sunday. We thank you, God, that we sprung forward. Hallelujah. And I thank you for allowing us to spring forward in the Spirit, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for propelling us forward into a higher height, in a deeper depth in you. We thank you, God, that this is the season, hallelujah, to spring forward, hallelujah, deeper into the Word of God. Deeper into your presence in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to come into every home, come into every car, come into every room in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for meeting your people right where they are in the name of Jesus, in the sanctuary, in every Zoom meeting, God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for sending your presence in this time, in this hour, God. We need a word from you. Your people need to hear from you, God. We need to feel your presence, God. Fill us with your Holy Ghost power yet again in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for a fresh fall. We thank you, God, for another dose. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for a fresh wind in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We praise you. We love you. We love you because there's nobody like you. We praise you, God, because we still can't find nobody like our God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. It's a brand new mercy that we see, a brand new mercy that we don't deserve. We thank you, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against your people shall prosper in the midst of a pandemic, in the midst, Lord God, of wars and rumors of wars. We thank you, God, that formed against your people shall prosper. It may be formed, but it won't work. It may be formed, but it shall not work. We thank you, God, for pleading. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus over every home, over every believer, over every, oh, my God, hallelujah, over every driver, anyone who may be listening, God, while driving. In the name of Jesus, cover the wheels, cover the tires, cover every home, cover every property. In the name of Jesus, fill the place with your holy presence. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I thank you, God, that every listener, hallelujah, will not leave the way they came. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Come on, give him praise.
Yes.
Give him praise. Come on, give him glory.
Yes, thank you.
We're on a worldwide radio and we are prepared. Yes. Come on for a worldwide fight. Come on, a worldwide demon. So much is given, much is required. But come on, new level, new devil. Oh, but I heard my mother say, God is still the devil's boss.
In
if you believe it, I need you to shout hallelujah. Oh, we're trying to get back too soon. How many of you know that God is still, I don't care what he's doing to you, God is still the devil's boss. My God, he is in control of your life. He is in control of your situation. He is in control of your family, your finances. He is still in control of your circumstances. My God. Hallelujah. I'm so excited about this broadcast. Thanks again to Sister Inez. God bless you. Oh, my God. Bless the radio station where we're broadcasting. Oh, my God. I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas. Time to decree. And next you will hear. Oh my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh my God. You may want to pray, but come on, somebody. Oh, the Holy Ghost is here. Oh my God. We're thankful for now our time check. Our monthly time check will now come from, again, Minister Armani Jenkins. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Well, Radio Land, this month's time is it's time to choose wisely.
Oh, come on.
This month's time check is it's time to choose wisely. It's time to choose wisely. these last and evil days, the devil has turned up the heat and has sent a lot of imitation to combat the revelation. Beware of the imitation in the form of fake friends. Beware of the imitation in the form of fake opportunities. Beware of the imitation in the form of fake doors trying to hinder you from walking through your real door. Beware of the imitation in the form of false doctrines. Beware of the imitation in the form of wolves in sheep clothing. Beware of the imitation trying to block the manifestation and combat the revelation. But Radio Land, there's no need to worry. I said there's no need to worry. What I like about the revelation is the revelation responds to the blood.
Come on.
The good news is that the revelation responds to the blood. When you plead the blood over every choice, when you plead the blood over every decision you make, it'll ignite a response from the revelation and rule out the imitation. See, the imitation can't stand under the blood. The imitation has to flee from the blood. So I dare you right now to plead the blood over that decision. Because the revelation responds to the blood. And the blood tells the revelation to manifest. So I dare you to plead the blood over that choice. Because the revelation responds to the blood. Because the blood will tell the revelation to manifest. And it'll unlock the wisdom to choose wisely. So Radio Land, it's time to plead the blood over that decision. Plead the blood over that choice and choose
The blood of Jesus.
Wisely.
Plead
the blood over that choice. And choose
wisely.
I know it may sound okay, but still plead the blood over that choice. And choose wisely. Your monthly time check. Until next time, plead the blood and choose wisely. Be blessed.
God, I know you're on fire. Do you have any comments after a radio listener having a time? Come on, somebody.
Come on.
What words do you have to say after that?
Hey, we have listeners on the line. I'm gonna call off the last four, and if you want to say anything about the monthly time check, please do. The last four is 7713. Please comment on that weekly time check, 7713, if you want to comment. Yes.
Jesus.
Yes, the weekly time check. Go ahead.
God. Jesus.
Come on. Yes. 7713, if you'd like to comment. Yes. Tell us where you're calling from and comment.
Hallelujah.
Arkansas.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Revelation.
Hallelujah.
The imitation. We need to know the real thing, because in this last day, the enemy is dressing himself up as an act of life.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
Discern against the imitation. Thank you for the time.
Well,
thank you for the time.
Yes, that time check. Yes. Time check. Last four, 2974. If you want to tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and if you want to comment on the time check, come on. Tell us what time it is. Come on.
Jesus. Bless your name.
2974. Last four. Your telephone number. You want to. Yes.
Bless your holy name.
Yes. The last four, 8999. If you want to comment on that weekly that time check. Come on, let's comment. Tell us where you're calling from and who you are, and let's comment. Come on, 8999. You didn't come to church just to be silent. Come on, talk to us. Come on, talk to us. Come on.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, come on, come on.
Yes, Lord. I'm Byron Jackson.
Pastor Byron Jackson from the Plummerville, Arkansas area, and I was thoroughly blessed, so far by the word and, and the timeshare, and I'm just looking forward to hearing what Pastor B and how Pastor B is going to allow God to use her. Amen. Later on today, God bless you.
Amen. Thank you for joining us today, and I'm glad you acknowledged us, and you got worldwide listeners listening to us on FaceTime, on Facebook. We got the Lord listening. We got the devil listening. He's mad right now because we had a time check about him.
Yes,
all right,
Lord.
We had a time check. Time, put your head on the swivel. Check your six. We had a time check about him. He is. No, he has to bow down to the Heavenly Father, because the Heavenly Father is the DAH boss, BOSS, and so can't nobody get hired, fired, laid off, paid off for anybody unless you go through God, okay?
Hallelujah.
You can't get none of that unless you go through God. And so the last four, 5266, 5266, Reverend Carolyn Williamson out of Yakima, you want to greet us today?
Oh, wow.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm on the road.
Yeah.
Heading back to Moses Lake. I did not hear the message. I just heard the prayer and the last few words of a time check, you know, I guess on the enemy, knowing that his weapons don't work. I'm glad I got that revelation. Hallelujah. I'm glad I got the revelation that greater is he. Bless the Lord that is in me, that he that's in the world. Hallelujah. I'm so glad I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loved me and gave himself. I'm glad I got the revelation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everybody needs to get the revelation. Listen, let me say this, and I'm going to shut up. Because once you get the revelation, it changes everything. It changes your lives, your attitude, your actions, your eye. Bless his name.
Hallelujah.
So I thank God for what little bit I did get. And I say, God bless you. God bless you, Pastor B. Hallelujah. You just keep on calling people's attention to the check of the devil, time check of the devil.
Because
people are being duped. They're being blinded. They're being deceived by the works of the enemy. But it's time for us to get revelation, real true revelation based on the word of God. Not man's gospel, but Jesus' gospel. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for what I heard.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless.
Praise the Lord.
All right.
Praise.
All right. Woo. She still got a preach, though, Reverend Carolyn, so you haven't missed anything. That was just the time set by her daughter.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen.
Oh, my God. Minister Armani Jenkins with our monthly time check. That's our word for the month.
Yeah.
I thought for the month.
Okay,
thank
praise
you.
God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, so you still here.
Hallelujah.
Yes. And we have Reverend Lil on the line as well. You want to greet us today, Reverend Lil?
Yes, I just want what little bit I have heard. I got here late.
You're not late, Reverend Lil. You're not late at all. You right on time.
Right on time.
It doesn't even matter because you're on time.
Power. And it's just as powerful today as it was the day 2,000 years ago at Calvary. Hallelujah to the Lord.
Yes. Thank you. We're getting Pastor
thank
B stirred up. Yes, she's already stirred up, but we're getting her stirred up. Yes. And this preacher,
she told us to speak the blood over the revelation.
Because
the blood activates the manifestation. My God. And how many of you know there's no expiration date on the blood? My God.
No,
it will never lose
its
power.
Not.
Please.
Never lose his power. No, sir.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, everybody, for those comments on the time check, whether it be monthly, daily, yearly, hourly, whatever. Minister Armani can give us a time check, anything, especially when the devil is listening. He's mad. He's mad about it. So he's just going to get off the line. If he might, even start taking notes about what's going on about the revelation. So that's all I got to say about that day. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. So the intro today, this preached her at the Little Rock, Arkansas. I just celebrated her year's journey with A Time to Decree, and her ministry is not to be taken lightly. A minister of music and a minister of the pulpit. What more can you ask for? Well, she is a preacher, and she will stir up your soul and make you think. So please have your swords, which is your Bible, and your armor ready and girth around you as we hear from the preacher, Pastor B, from A Time to Decree. Preach, Pastor, preach. Come on, bring it. Come on now.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Together.
Come on, somebody just say praise the Lord again.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Again, Radio Land.
Thank you.
To A Time to Decree with Pastor B, our second Sunday service.
Yeah.
Amen. Second Sunday
Amen.
Service. And briefly, I do want to announce on Thursday, we will resume our Facebook Live,
okay.
A Time to Decree with Pastor B, season six. Amen. We concluded season five, and we will be starting up season six at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. There is a word from the Lord, and I'm excited about tonight's decree and sharing that with you. It comes from 2 Corinthians 2 and 15 and John, the 11th chapter and the 39th verse. 2 Corinthians 2:15 and John 11:39. And 2 Corinthians 2:15 reads, "For believers are to God. For believers are to God the sweet aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. Believers are to God a sweet smell, a sweet aroma of Christ." And then John 11:39 reads, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. John 11:39 reads, "Roll the stone aside," Jesus told him. "Roll the stone aside." But Martha, somebody said, "But Martha."
Martha,
the dead man's sister, protested. She protested and said, "Lord, has been dead for 4 days. Good God Almighty. The smell will be terrible." Good God Almighty. "Roll the stone aside," Jesus told them. But Martha, the dead man's sister, protested and said, "But Lord, he has been dead for 4 days, and the smell will be terrible." Woo, Radio Land, you know what time it is.
Come on.
If you're home, I need you to lift those hands. Come on, lift those hands. If you're driving, lift one hand. Lift those hands and decree and declare with the "it shall be done unto me" attitude. I need you to lift those hands and decree and declare like you are going to say it until you see it. I need you to lift those hands, decree and declare, and speak it into the atmosphere. Oh, lift those hands and say, "In Jesus' name," good God Almighty,
In Jesus' name,
I decree and I declare that
God
will show up at my stinky place, good God Almighty. I decree and declare that God will show up in my stinky place. That's right. He'll show up and he will change your scent. I mean, you know, he'll show up and change your smell. He'll change your scent to be a sweet aroma. Oh, my God, my God. Somebody shout, "He changed my scent. He showed up and changed my scent." Oh, my God. Somebody
sing, just decree and declare, he changed my sense. Somebody in Arkansas, decree and declare, he changed my sense. Somebody in New Jersey, New York, Washington, D.C., somebody in Louisiana, California, tell somebody he changed my sense. He changed my smell. He showed up in my stinky place. Oh, my God, he still show up in your smelly places, in your dirty places. Oh, my God. And when he shows up, he shows out. Ooh, can I say that again?
Yeah.
When he shows up, he shows out. He shows out by changing your smell, changing your scent. That's why hellhounds, they won't be able to sniff you out because they can't find your scent. That's why some of y'all are still here. Death couldn't find your scent. Oh, good God. Oh, it's been looking and sniffing for you, but the Lord changed your scent. Somebody said, couldn't find me, couldn't find me. That stray bullet couldn't find you. Good God Almighty. Your scent been changed. Witches can't find you because your scent has, oh my God, they can't trace you and track you in the spirit. Your scent has changed. I can testify, Radio Land, that I don't smell the way I used to smell. Can I say that again? In fact, that's a decree. I decree and declare I don't smell, good God Almighty, the way I used to smell. I decree and declare I don't smell the same. I wear a different fragrance because my scent has changed. So I came to preach. I came to preach. I came to decree. I came to de-preach to some folk out there in Radio Land who used to wear the fragrance of sin. Oh my God, to wear, oh my God, the fragrance of sin. And we know that sin stinks in the nostrils of God. If you were like me, you went to church thinking, good God Almighty, playing on the organ, singing in the choir, stinking, preaching in the pulpit, stinking, good God Almighty, praise dancing, stinking, before the people, oh God, on the usher board, stinking. Oh, y'all, I wish I had about three of y'all that were testifying. I don't mind telling my story. I was the one, God Almighty. I was the one, youth director, stinking. Somebody said I was just a stinking. I knew I wasn't right, but I thought that my gift, I thought that my sowing, I thought that my giving, I thought that holding a position would cover my stint. Oh, y'all just missed that. I thought I could use my gift to cover up the smell of my sin. I could smell the bitterness and unforgiveness on me, but I thought my gift could cover the stench. I could smell the disobedience on me, but I thought because I was able to move the people in the audience, I could cover up my stench. I thought, oh God, even though I smell pride on me, even though I smell murmuring and complaining and hate and jealousy on me, I thought, even though I smelled addiction, I'm coming in the church half high, coming in the church singing in the choir, after taking a drink, I thought, good God Almighty, I thought because I still was there, I was present there at the church, that it covered my stench. I could smell myself. And Mama taught me that if you can smell yourself, then other folks can smell you. Come on, somebody. If you can smell yourself, then other folks can smell you. So I tried, I tried to spray on a praise. My God, I tried to spray on my praise. But if my praise was just from my lips and my heart was far from him, my praise had an odor. Ooh, good God Almighty.
Well, watch out
for a stinky praise. Good God Almighty. Ooh, when you praise him with your lips and your heart is far from him. Oh, I decree and declare, if I smell myself, others can smell me. I dare you to say it. I decree and declare secret deodorant won't help you. It won't help. Come on, come on. Soap won't help you. Oh, good God Almighty. It won't help you. Baba Bath won't help you. Anything. Ooh, spray on some Issey Miyake. It won't help you. Spray on Ralph Lauren. It won't help you if you smell yourself. Then others can smell you. God can smell you.
Can smell you.
So don't try to fool the people. I had to learn the hard way that I could not fool the people by mixing fragrances.
Well,
can I say that again? I learned the hard way, woman of God, that I could not fool people by mixing fragrances. I couldn't spray on, good God Almighty, what I wanted to spray on and still try to fool God. You can spray on gift on top of sin. You can spray on talent on top of sin. You can spray on your know-how on top of sin. You can spray on play church on top of sin. But God will be saying, something don't smell right. Good God Almighty.
Something
just ain't right. And I don't know about you, Radio Land. I don't want God to say, Pastor B, I see you decreeing and declaring, but something ain't smelling right. Ooh, good God Almighty. I hear you singing. I hear you doing what you do. But I see you praying, but something. God is sniffing and saying, I see what you're doing, but something ain't smelling right. So when I lift my hands, I want it to be a sweet, sweet smell in his nostrils.
Yeah.
When I do my dance, I want it to be a sweet, sweet smell, good God Almighty, in his nostrils. Woo! So I decree my praise. It's got to smell right. Woo! Good God. I decree and declare my worship. Good God, somebody please help me. I tell you to lift your hand and say, I decree and declare my worship. Woo! It will smell right. Good God Almighty. I decree and declare my thank you, Jesus. It's going to smell right. I decree and declare my hallelujah. Will smell right.
Come on.
Somebody say it's got to smell right. Somebody sniff right where you are.
Right.
Is that you? Is that me smelling like that? Is that me? Is that my lifestyle smelling like that? What is my life smelling like? Somebody sniff and say, is that me? I tell you, find somebody in another room and say, is that you? Is that you smelling up in here? What is our life, our sacrifice smelling like? It's got to be a pleasing aroma to God. So our character in our text, we know the story of Mary and Martha, how they desperately needed Jesus to heal their brother Lazarus. But he took his time. Good God Almighty. They were in need of a healing, but he took his time. So what do you do, Radio Man? What do you do when you need a healing? Good God Almighty.
Yeah.
And Jesus takes his time. What do you do when you need God to deliver your daughter, deliver your son, and Jesus takes his sweet time? What do you do when you need a financial breakthrough? Your life's been a good cut off. Bills are stacking up. Bills are
financial breakthrough and Jesus. Somebody say he takes his time.
Yes.
What do you do when you need deliverance? Deliverance from something, good God Almighty, from a soul tie. What do you do?
What do you do?
Jesus takes his time. Jesus delayed days after receiving the word that Lazarus, needed, a healing. By the time he shows up, good God, Lazarus has died. So stop by to tell somebody, good God, if you are still waiting on your promise, if you are still waiting on a healing, I came to ask you, have you died yet? Okay. Well, God, I'm going to say, I feel the Holy Ghost. If you're still waiting, that means something. Somebody says something ain't dead yet. But I wish somebody would just lay hands on yourself and say that means something ain't died yet. God says, there's something in you I need to die. Oh, good God. Because God will not show up till it's dead. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. He will not show up till that thing is dead. When it seems like all hope is gone till it's dead. Or when all of your resources have been exhausted till it's dead. Good God. He will not show up. He will not come through. He will not
come
until you let it go. You let go and let God. He will not show up till no one you can call but Jesus. Good God Almighty. He will not show up till you get that report that says we've done all we can do. God is not going to show up till it's dead and stinky. Because like it said, Martha protested, saying to Jesus, here you come, days later, and you want us to roll the stone aside. Here you come, Master Lord. You want us to act like we are not perplexed. You want us to act like we're not upset that you allowed our brother to die. You mean to tell me you don't want us to fear and fret because COVID is still here and this pandemic is still going on now? There are wars and rumors of war. You mean to tell you said, Jesus, that you left me, but you're taking your time. I came to talk to somebody. Well, you feel like he's taking his time. Here he comes later. You want us to be happy, Jesus, that you didn't come when we wanted you. You want us to still shout when you didn't come when we called you. You want us to still live right and live holy when you didn't come when we prayed to you. Oh, good God. But how many of you know that he may not come when you want him? Jesus. But he'll show up. Come on, I need somebody to say, you'll show up.
Show up on time.
I decree and declare. That's a decree. Lift your hands again in your land and say, I decree and declare that he may not come when I want him. But he will show up. Good God Almighty, I need somebody. You better pull over before you wreck yourself. Because when you think about it, when you testify that he'll show up, you can't keep your seat. You got to praise him. When you think about the goodness of Jesus and how he will, somebody say, show up. So Jesus says to Martha, I hear what you're saying. But just roll the stone. Oh, good God. Just roll the stone. You mean to tell me, Jesus, you want me to look here,
look at you having them to roll the stone and not be upset, because don't you know by now that Lazarus, oh God, has been dead now for days. And
come
by
on.
Now, my brother,
now.
He has started to decompose. By now, Jesus, don't you realize that by now, rigor mortis done set in? Don't you realize, Jesus, by now that his skin has discolored? Oh, good God, he has skin discoloration. Do you not understand that his heart has stopped? Do you understand that the blood is no longer running warm in his veins? She said, by now Jesus, and by now that, you want them to roll the stone, but don't you understand, by now, good God Almighty, he stinks. I came to preach to some folk who are in your season of by now. Y'all don't know when to shout. I came to talk to some radio listeners who are in your season of by now. By now, Jesus, I done lost my joy, good God. By now, Lord, I done lost my peace. By now, Jesus, I done lost my dignity. By now, my name ain't worth 2 cents. By now, my secret done went public. Oh, good God. By now, they know my business. Oh, God. By now, they know my story. By now, they know what I went through. They know what I'm going through. I can't hide it no longer. By now, they have heard about my doctor's report. By now, they're saying, oh, it's bad for her. It's bad for him. By now, they're wondering, how am I going to get out of this? By now, they've heard about my marriage. By now, they've heard, oh, good God, about my son. By now, my credit is jacked up. By now, I've lost my home. I lost my car. By now, I've got 3 kids, and I'm starting over from a divorce. By now, where are the by now folk? Where are the by now listeners?
By now.
If you're listening, I've got good news. Jesus specializes in the by now.
Okay, come on.
Can somebody just praise God, because he specializes in your by nows. Because by now, Lazarus was smelly. By now, Lazarus was stinky. By now, Lazarus was foul. But how many of you know he'll show up in your stinky places? How many of you know he'll go to, good God, your stinky place, your smelly place, your dark place? I know some of you have things in your life that stink. The devil has caused some things in your life, good God, to stink. God, your finances stink. Your health stinks. Your marriage stinks. Your children stink. Your job stinks. Ooh, that mistake you made stink. That trust you made stinks. But Jesus, oh God, the devil tried to stop this broadcast, but God said, I'm going to let you go on anyway. Because I need you to remind my people that
you.
I went to the tomb where the stink was. I will go, good God, to your tomb where the stink is. Come on. He'll show up in your stinky places of your life. He'll show up. And once he shows up, he will call it forth. Good God Almighty. He'll call it forth, because he said, and Lazarus, as I say, come forth. Has he ever called your it forth? Have
come
you
on,
ever went to your sticky place and called it forth? Destiny.
Yeah.
Come forth. Good God. I know you started to decompose, but promise, come forth.
Hello.
I know there's no more life. Oh, good God, in your job. Joy, come forth.
Yeah.
Come forth anointing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come forth opportunities. Come forth divine assignments, connections. Come forth.
Oh,
Lord, I need most of all your faith to come forth. Ah, come on, somebody, decree and declare my faith will come forth. He said, Lazarus. My faith will come forth. Let me say that again. My faith will come forth. Come on, my faith will come forth. Come on,
my
faith
will
come forth. It's been dead a few days, but my faith, come on, it will come forth. Lazarus came forth. You know the story. He came forth. And when he came forth out, God changed his scent. Ooh, what used to smell dead has a new scent of life. Good everything in my life that used to smell dead has been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I need something. Here we are with this blood again. Whatever you need, God, to take a blood bath. Woo! Good God Almighty. It's coming forth because it's been washed. That smelly stuff had to take a bath. That stinky stuff had to have a blood bath. Woo! Good God Almighty. It had to take a bath to come out for the new scent of life. Oh, my God, somebody say, I've had a blood bath. When was the last time you took a blood bath? When was the last time you were washed in the blood of the Lamb? When was the last time, oh, my God, you tried the blood? Irish Spring couldn't wash it out. And that smells good, but only the blood. Huh? That's why I like to hear what can wash
away
my sins. Nothing.
Yeah.
Come on, I need somebody who's a hymn believer. What can wash away my sins? Somebody say nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. Come on. Nothing but the blood. I need some praises. Somebody say nothing but the blood. I need some folks who took a bath. Say nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing but the blood. Oh, Jesus. What used to smell dead has a new scent of life because of the blood. God sent his son to die on Calvary. Shed his blood for my sin. Ooh, good God Almighty. But what I want to say in my conclusion is that he changed my sin. Good God Almighty. God sent the son. Ooh, good God. To change my sin. Good God. He was sent, S-E-N-T, for my sin. S-E-N-T. Can somebody just say that he was sent? S-E-N-T for my sin. S-E-N-T. He was sent for my sin. And I praise him because he changed my scent. He changed my smell. He changed my aroma. He changed my odor. He changed my fragrance. He changed my walk. Good God. He changed my. Oh, come on. He changed the way I live. He changed the way I give.
Fragrance.
I wear a new fragrance called for forgiveness. A new fragrance call restored. A new fragrance called revived. I wear now a new. How can you smell me through the radio? Now a new fragrance.
Thank you. God is a mighty, 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 mighty good God. Yes, He is. Thank you. Thank you for that message.
Thank you, Lord.
She says, God will show up at my
Jesus.
Thank you.
My God.
Yes. He changed my sin. I don't smell like I used to smell no more. I've been cleansed by the blood.
Yes.
Can't nothing cleanse me like the blood can cleanse me. You, like she said, you can't
Hallelujah.
Use no Irish Springs, no Brute, as they used to say, no Old English, no Chanel
Hallelujah.
Number 5, no Izzy Miyake. I can't even say that right. You can't use no Avon or no Mary Kay or nothing like that to change that scent. You need the blood to cleanse you, to change that scent. You need God to show up in your, not stinky place, but your stanky place, S-T-A-N-K-Y, stanky place, because can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like the Lord. He done, and he showed up in Pastor B. He so did. He showed that he changed. A lot of people sent today, a dog that may have had his nose changed. It done changed the scent. Oh, you don't smell like you used to, Master. You done changed your scent. You smell clean now. You've been washed.
Hallelujah.
You've been revealed. You had that revelation come upon you.
Yes.
You had you was cleansed by the blood of Jesus.
Yes,
you were. That fountain, you just got washed in that fountain. You just fit like a Niagara Falls. And that fountain, there's nothing like God. He just said, touch me. And he changed my scent. Wash me, whiter than snow. Yes, he did. He changed me.
Hallelujah.
Changed the way I walk. He changed the way I talk. He changed the way
Hallelujah.
I look.
Yes.
He changed the
Hallelujah.
Way I smell. He came
Hallelujah.
Into my stanky place
Hallelujah.
And made it clean. Yes, he did.
Ooh.
Taken from
Jesus.
2 Corinthians 2:15 and John 11:39. See, Reverend Williams, you didn't miss a thing.
Hey.
No, you didn't miss a doggone thing. I'm so glad you didn't. You probably had to
Hallelujah.
He done changed everything. Pastor Byron, yes. Then he changed you. Pastor Jackson, he changed you. Yes. Come on. Your sister Lil, Reverend Lil, yes. Did he change you? Did he? Can he smell you now? Can I smell you now? When I walk in the room, can I smell your scent? Do you smell like gray flannel as you know, for the men, or what's the other one? Obsession and everything else. No, as we got a godly scent now. You change. You know, I moved from that old place.
Hallelujah.
You know, I got a brand new life. I got a brand new scent.
Hallelujah.
You have a brand new scent. Did he change you?
Brand new.
Did he change you? Did he rearrange you? Did he take all your DNA and just mess it up, mash it up and say, I need to cleanse this child. Forget baptism. You don't have to wait for no day. We baptize you today. We done. We done. Yes, I'm getting country. We done changed you. Yes, I don't live like I used to live anymore. I don't walk like I used to walk anymore. I don't sing like I used to sing anymore. Mary had a little lamb. Yes, she did. It was Jesus. It was Jesus, and he done changed me. Come on now. Yes, Mary had a little lamb.
Hallelujah.
Yes, his feet made me white.
Hallelujah.
All right, he made that
Hallelujah.
Blood come down. You know,
Hallelujah.
He changed me. Yes, he did. He changed a lot of us today. Yes.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. He took me out of that stanky place. Yes. He took me from the dumpster. He took me from the dumpster. Now I'm like that man we used to call Monk. He said, I don't like no germs on me. Get all them germs off of me. Cleanse me. Come on, take me out the devil's dumpster and take me to the heavenly height. Yeah, come on now, y'all. Come on. Come on. Come on. Take me up to the heavenly height. Yes. Take my feet. Wash them with that nice perfume, that cleansing perfume, that sweet smell of Jesus, that cleansing smell. Take my hair. Let me wash your feet. Let me wash your body. Let me wash your hands. Come on now. Come on, let him
wash you.
Nothing whiter than nothing.
Let him wash
nothing
you.
But the blood. If
let
you
him
can't
wash
take
you.
The blood, you can't take Jesus. If you want to stay in your stanky place, stay in your stanky place. But we don't want you to stay in your stanky place. We want you to be a cleanse. We want you to have a new scent. Change my scent. Change my scent.
I can't
change my scent. Yeah. Come on,
come on, you know this. lift your hands. Lift it up. Come on, right where you are. Lift your hands.
Yeah.
Lift your hands.
Can you lift us to the highest mountain?
Yes, it does. What else to do? What else to do?
And the sun.
Crevices, those crannies, those crooks, those nooks. Yes, nothing but the blood. It will never, 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 never lose its power. No. He's better than Superman. He'll never lose his power. Mm-mm, no kryptonite can take away that power, Jesus. Yes. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. We want to thank each and every one of you for joining us on the second Sunday service. Boy, I told you I'll get ready with Pastor B from A Time to Decree out of Little Rock, Arkansas. And we want to thank you for bringing her congregation and her Facebook Live, which she says will start again on Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, which will be her, not her first, not her second, not her fourth, not her fifth, but her sixth season. It will resume. She already went through one through five. This is six, okay? So, y'all get ready for her Facebook. It's Beatrice Jenkins on Facebook Live, A Time to Decree with Pastor B. And I don't know how this episode is going to be, but I just want to thank you all for joining us. And, you know, you can go back and listen to the episode because it was past powerful. Lord have mercy, Jesus. It was past powerful. So you can always go to the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. And on the right-hand side, there is a microphone. It has like a ministry. Click on that. And you can go through any episode and listen to all the episodes because they've been archived. They've been saved. And you can go through and listen to something from last year, this year, anytime that you want, as long as the radio station has been in existence, unless it's been deleted. But we want to thank you all. I am Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Al Cool Designs. And as I said earlier, we are broadcasting to you worldwide, Facebook Live, and with Reverend Williams. She's in her car. She had to probably pull off to the side of the car because, you know, she'd be driving and she'd be happy. So hopefully, she pulled off to the side because she thought she had missed it. So God said, no, baby, you didn't miss it. You right on time. The devil tried to make us all miss this. But, honey, God put the devil in his stanky place. And he has his own self. And he be smelling his own self. So that's what I got to say about that. So we want you to join us on Tuesday night I started this thing called Miss Inez Says. Let's talk about it. And the topic is going to be He Says, She Says, What Do You Hear? And that's at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And on Wednesday night, we have Bible study with Reverend Carolyn and Rodney McCullough out of Arlington, Texas. And that's at 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern. So please call in at 845-241-9985 and join in those conversations. We'd love to have you. We've had some really good conversations and real good Bible studies, and it's been wonderful. We just appreciate each and every one of you taking time out of your busy day and your schedule to grace us and listen, or to go back and listen to episodes that you may not have been able to call in on but were able to listen to. So thank you. And do you want to do benediction, Pastor B, or be good?
Praise God. Yes. To make sure everyone has the blessing, amen, benediction, blessing.
Yes,
thank you for joining us. Time to Decree with Pastor B, second Sunday service. Thank you again, Inez, your staff.
You're welcome.
Let's Do It Radio, Worldwide Radio. Thank you again for the opportunity. All of you who are on, I think I heard my family on. God bless you.
Yes,
I don't know who all on, but I do know everyone under the sound of my voice, hallelujah.
Yes,
let me just say this to you now unto him, hallelujah, that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Be blessed and live. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless.
Amen. Yes, thank you.
Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to understand and strengthen us to provide for ourselves and our communities by working together It takes each and every one of us to come together as the kings and queens that we are and have always been. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you again, Pastor B, for that wonderful message. God will, I'm in the dark, so will take you out of or find you anywhere in your stanky place. He changed your scent. So y'all be blessed. Listen to this as many times as you want. And like you say, join Pastor B on Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. Central Time, Facebook Live for her sixth season. Amen, amen, and amen again.
With fast funding up to $10,000 available through NetCredit, our online application process was designed to get the money you need quickly if approved. You can borrow an amount that meets your needs and repay in a way that works for your financial situation. And we report on-time payments to credit bureaus, so you can build credit history as you repay. See what NetCredit can do for you today. Check your eligibility without affecting your credit score at NetCredit.com. All NetCredit loans and lines of credit are offered by a member of the NetCredit family of companies or one of our lending partners. Visit NetCredit.com/partners for more information.
Hit a home run this season with Comfort All-Stars Air Conditioning and Electrical. Our team of All-Stars wants to ensure your HVAC system doesn't strike out this season, leaving you and your family hot and uncomfortable. Call 813-96-STARS to schedule your preseason AC tune-up for only $59 and ensure your system is going to keep you cool and comfortable all summer long. Call 813-96-STARS today.